welcome to Team Building Exercise Season 2. Yeah, Jack, Rob, and Coach made it through all the factions, and they still came back for more. So this time, they're doing elite lists. I wouldn't want to play any elite people, but what do I know? In this show, these fools look at the special space the elite Forge Fathers.
Welcome to Season 2 of Team Building Exercise. We're back, people. And this time around, we have a special thing. As you know, Coach is on the rules committee, so he'll be no longer on the show. So it's just me and Jack. Say hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
And our new co-host, I'd like to introduce everyone to Coach. Coach, say hi to everyone and introduce yourself.
Oh, man. I started getting nervous there for a second. I thought it was the official pink slip episode.
No, you're a new person. What are you talking about? This is Coach, not Coach. Jeez.
Oh, okay. I guess I will not be brash anymore.
That's right. We had to get rid of the old coach and got a new coach because the old coach was brash.
All right.
Well, our journalistic integrity is intact now. So
that's right.
With no further ado.
So this is season two. So there's going to be some changes to the list since we have a lot less selection on these lists. We're going to change it around. We're going to talk about special abilities and the actual leaders. And then we'll get into what our lists end up being because, it should be all very similar because it's not, like I say, not much selection. So to start off, we're going to have Jack talk about, this time it's Forge Fathers Elite List, as Georgie let you know, but, it's, Bjarne Starnefall. Jack, please tell us all about Bjarne Starnefall.
Bajam Starnefall.
Bajama Bama.
We just call him BJ.
BJ. Okay. He's moves 1-2, shoots 4+, bite 6+, save 3+. He's got tough and one armor. So
nice.
So that's nice. That's nice. Recon 5+, not great, pretty average. In fact, that is average. I like the mining laser, AP2, and the hammer fist orbital drop arm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to throw over to Rob.
Well, one thing about Bjarne that I overlooked a few times until I really looked into it, and then I actually I asked Tim about it. He doesn't have a tactician, so you're only getting 3 command dice.
Oh yeah,
he's tactician 0.
I never even thought about that. Yeah, that's
weird. Yeah. So it is weird, and I know we're going to talk about the fist of
the angry god.
We'll talk about that later. But it makes it harder to actually do that.
Yeah, I never even thought about that. I never even noticed that he didn't have tactician.
Yeah, and you know what's? Yeah, it's. I think him and the Piper are the only ones.
And we'll talk about him in the future.
Yeah, I'm saying that share the fact that they don't bring any extra command dice.
And for 30 points, as a cost, he's expensive, but not outrageously so.
Right,
the 4 of BP. The 4 of VP, that's a pretty hefty sum.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think he's 3 points, and then they're going to give you +1 VP because of the special splat.
So I'll be the one to ask, do you think the rules committee forgot to put tactician on those guys, or did they do it on purpose?
No, they said it was done purposefully for whatever reason. I never really got a reason. It's just he is tactician 0. He's just the way it is. Because I guess because he's a merc, but he's not a merc in this.
But so. You said the other ones do have tacticians, all these elitists. So.
Yeah.
I would make sense if none of them had it. I would explain it more, but it's just kind of strange. I guess Bjarne doesn't play well with others.
I guess not, but even though he's still pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I don't like is that I know we're going to talk about the hammer fist drop troopers. He does not have a hammer.
I think
I think he should. I know he's not modeled with one, but for us, that's a quick fix.
And he has no weapon option, so you couldn't even buy him one if you really wanted to.
Yeah. I mean, you don't really need one with the mining laser, which is range 4 AP2, which is awesome. But, I think he should have a melee weapon, especially with a fight of 6.
Yeah. So
or,
the
or hammer maybe it's because it's hammer fist, not fist hammer.
He hammers people with his fist. Then the hammer fist drop troopers shouldn't have, they have hammers though. So they shouldn't have hammers either.
They're hammer fist drop troopers with hammers.
They should be called fist hammer drop troopers.
Or trooper drop fist of the hammer.
So that the silly.
No, silly. that's just insane.
No, I'm sorry. I go too far sometimes.
So the hammer fist drop troopers, they're 28 points. So they almost cost more. Like they're only 2 points less than Bjorn himself. They're specialists, of course.
Right.
Same speed. 1-2. Fight 4+. Shoot 4+. Fight 5+. Survive 4+. Armor 1, because they are just, what's it called? Forge guards. Although forge guards have armor too. Aren't they forge guard? They're forge guard models, aren't they? With just jump packs?
Yeah, basically. I got, you know, well, you guys got them too. So my fellow forge father players out there, they're basically, you take the forge guard, kit, and you'll get the backpack, shoulder pads, and the mining laser is in metal. And you just basically put that on top of that Forge Guard armor. So, you know, the Hammer Fist Drop Troopers are 2 points less. They got a better gun. They do not have life support, but they do have a Forge Hammer, but they do have the drop armor.
Yeah. But the I guess maybe it's because the backpack. You can shoot the backpack. That's why the armor is less one. That would make a little bit of sense. But yes, so you talked about the Hammer Fist Orbital Drop Armor. Please explain what that does, Coach.
Okay, and also just real quick, that the drop armor is it's pretty cool. I'm going to go over the rules that they use it, but for the rest of the game, when they come down, the Hammer Fist Drop Armor counts as having a jump pack. So that's pretty cool. They have, you know, they're like, other than the Enforcers, the Hammer Fist Drop Troopers are the ones that have jump packs, which is pretty good because, as we all know, the Forge Fathers are not that mobile. So, you know, Forge Guard is a 1-1. These guys are 1-2 with a jump pack. So that's pretty cool.
That's true. They're faster than Forge Guard too. I never noticed that either.
Yeah. But, you know, I think maybe because they're only one armor. So that maybe makes them faster.
Their armor's tin foil instead of the heavy duty stuff.
Pretty much. So, but, there's some cool rules with the Hammer Fist Drop Armor. So you know, if you look in the main rule book, it's going to go here. I'm going to kind of paraphrase it though. So the way it works is a model that's on the field already uses a special action to call in the drop armor. So it's an orbital drop armor. They're dropping out of, I guess, one of the Forge Father sky cruisers or something like that. They're coming out of orbit, which would be kind of cool. It's like, you ever see that guy on Google jumps from space and he parachuted? Oh, yeah. I see them doing that. Now they must be dropped into an empty cube. Okay. So no models around it. Now here's the cool thing. When they drop into that cube, all surrounding enemy models cubes are hit. So let's say there's five enemy models surrounding this one cube. You decide to drop them in there. Everyone has to take a three dice. So the Hammer Fist guy rolls a 3+ 4+ test for the strength of the attack. The surrounding models have to roll survive. And, you know, that's pretty cool. And then the target model is thrown directly one cube away from the Hammer Fist model and is pinned. Oh my goodness. That's so cool. So basically superhero drop, 3+ 4+, you get pushed away and pinned. That's the regular drop fist armor.
And they don't come, they come on the board as a special action, you said, right?
Yeah. So basically one of the guys that's already on the board calls them in. So you could have, you know, you can have a troop, you know, let's say a militia say, all right, I'm using a special action. I'm calling in a drop trooper and you drop them in. So it's pretty powerful. I think that's why they're 28 points.
Yeah. It's like throwing a frag in.
Right. So that's the regular Hammer Fist drop armor rule, but the Fist of the Angry God takes it to another level. Okay. So basically the difference is you can deploy anywhere on the board, just like the other one, but you can drop into a cube that has models in it. So the other one you couldn't, but this one you can. All right. The opponent models are hit with a frag 4 in the cube. Anybody in the cube is hit with a frag 4. So I guess, you know, the force of the impact just does that. And then all models are thrown and pinned. And then if, let's say the guy's thrown but he's still alive and he's in the cube with you. You initiate a fight with that guy, but you fall in. The guy bounces, let's say, off the wall, so he gets a frag four. Then he's got to get slammed into the wall damage. Still in the cube with you. You're going to fight him. You get a plus one for entering the cube and a plus one because he was pinned. So you're rolling five dice minimum on that.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool, man. A guy dropping in there. Now they got, you know, let's say the Hammer Fist guy's got a five plus fight, but you do have your Forge Hammer, which range four AP one. So the regular Hammer Fist drop armor rule is pretty good, but the splat, John's splat, is just taking it to another level.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's actually better than throwing a grenade.
Yes.
If all of the elite army lists, the leaders, all had comparable splats, that would change the game when you decided to go with – when you said, okay, let's do some elite lists. If they were all that powerful, that would be nice.
Yeah.
They're not, but
I think it kind of evens itself out, because if you look down the list, everything is expensive, you know? And his, you know, Bjarn's Fist of the Angry God is such an awesome, awesome special rule. But, you know, depending on how many Forge drop troopers you take, Once you take them, if you take three, take four, take two, once it's done, it's done. That's it.
So yeah, all of a sudden the splat becomes useless.
Right, the splat is useless. And, you know, then again, you got to roll splats, and he's only a tactician zero. So you're only rolling three dice. So, you know, it's great, but it's, you know, it's luck of the draw, man. You know,
and you got to decide if you want to hold a guy off for a round until next roll to hope to get a splat so you do the damage, or bring him in and not to be able to do the same amount of damage.
Right. Well, we did this on Family of Gamers a while ago when this book came out. We did a battle report. It was myself and Hot Dice. We were doing Asterians versus Elite Asterians. So he was taking the elite list in the book, and I was taking this. And you know, round one, it's like I got lucky. I rolled like two splats, and I brought the guys in, and it is devastating. You know, you got four guys, and you drop into that cube with them. You know. Frag four, throwing them all over the place, banging them into walls and stuff, and then fighting them, getting five dice to fight them. It's just, it's insane, man. It's insane. So, you know, and now, you know, when the guy's pinned, he could stand up for free, but he can only survive. So you got a real chance of doing some huge damage of dropping in the right place. But, you know, Forge Fathers are the best, so they should be able to do that. in my humble opinion.
In your humble opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty much them. They're tough guys, and I don't know if there's anything much more to say about the drop ability.
No, what do you guys think? Too much, or is it good, or you like it? You know what's your? I mean, I love it. I know it's powerful, and I can't.
But it's
wait
kind of a one use thing. It's you have to really do your damage then, and then well, of course, then they're just super good troopers on the ground. But
yeah. I mean, they're, you know, got a 5-up fight, but they're still armor one. I mean, and Bjarn's got armor one and tough with a 3-up save. So he's pretty survivable, but he's got a 6-up fight. So, you know, it's funny. It's like you could, if you don't alpha strike and do all that damage, you got to maximize the damage right away. Cause if not, you're in a world of hurt, man. You're in behind enemy lines, you know?
You're pretty much at that point, you're just a steel warrior. Like you have the same stats as a steel warrior. So,
yeah. Yeah, basically.
Slightly better weapon. You have AP2 instead of AP1, but
right.
And you got your Forge Hammer. But.
Right. I mean, the Forge Hammer, but like, if you're stuck in combat, you can't do nothing with the AP2. I guess maybe if you wanted to run away, turn around and shoot the guy, you probably have a better chance just with, you know, with the armor one and the 4+ on the Hammer Fist and then the 3+ and tough with armor on Bjarn. So, you know, that I think that would be the way to go. Get out of dodge, turn around and shoot them with that cool gun.
So you could drop in. And you smash them all away from you and then use a shoot action to shoot somebody, right?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Or a move action to move in and punch someone, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, move dice, I mean.
I think with the regular drop troopers, though, without the thing, the Hammer Fist model is then marked as activated. So when you drop in, that's your whole activation.
Yeah, but then you can use command dice, right?
Well, yeah, you can use command dice. But what I'm saying is when you use the Fist of the Angry God, you're initiating a fight right away. So it's, you know, but then you would end right there after the fight.
But it there wouldn't be a fight because they'd all get knocked out of your square unless they hit a wall, right?
Well, yeah, that was like when like I said in the battle report, like
yeah,
I spread everybody out, but one guy hit it because I was doing it in the deployment zone. He hit the back wall and then bounced right back at me.
Yeah,
so you know, so
that's why they added that fight thing because that could happen. Yeah,
yeah. So, but like I said, you're getting five dice, so that's pretty cool.
Well, I think that explains it all. I want to take a break, and then we'll come back and actually do our lists.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Hey, oh, man, that was a good roll.
Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
All right, what up, what up, what up? Coach here. I got my buds, Jack and Rob, and we are doing my favorite, the Forge Fathers, but we're doing the Elite List, Season 2. And now we're going to kick it over to Jack with his keen intellect and knowledge of Dead Zone. He's going to give us a fantastic list. I can't wait for it. So what you got in store for us, Jack?
Hey, everybody. Okay, so obviously we start with Pajam. I followed that up with Four Militia. Four Militia, the Militia are, for basic troops, they're fantastic. Probably some of the best in the game is just a stock troop. 14 points. Not bad.
Not bad.
But they are just a troop tax. Because obviously you're going to want to go with the Hammer Fist drop armor. Those drop troopers are what Pajam is. That's Pajam's jam.
Pajama jam.
His pajama jam. His pajama jam. And so 28 points, I took three of them.
Nice.
I didn't want to put all my eggs in one basket. But for 28 points, the orbital drop right off the hop is a orbital drop right off the hop. is nice, but they're good. They're basically steel warriors now that they've come in and wrecked up. They're now still a decent trooper. So four militia at 14 points each. Got three hammer fist at 28. I'm just checking my math right now.
Okay. I was like, did you drop Christ, off?
I just made a mistake.
What happened?
What are you adding at the end here?
14 times four for my...
I can tell you right now, if you're adding a Forge Guard, it works.
Okay, for 200. Okay, yes. It didn't. I okay. Math not my strong suit, and I just wanted to double check before. Okay, I apologize. That is all on me. Okay, so, three Hammerfist drop troops, and last but not least, because I want to have some survivability and someone on the ground that should things go pear shape can still call down the troops. I took one Forge Guard stock, no rocket launcher, no none of the stuff I would normally like to kit him out with. So that should bring me to a nice round 200 points.
I'm very surprised, Jack, that you didn't take the Predator missile launcher on the shoulder. Yeah, I know you love that for the Forge Guard.
I do, but the points would not allow it, and I think that the Hammer Fist, the drop troopers. They can reach out and touch someone better than that rocket ever could. If I had the points, oh, sure, for sure. I love that, but.
Yep, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
And the Forge Guard are dynamite troops. Like, I know they're specialists, but the life support and they're monsters.
Yeah, and you know, even the Forge Guard, I love them stock, man. Like, you know, that game I played against Tyler, I took the Forge Guard Horse Carl and then three Forge Guard just because I love them so much. Because even the greatest thing is when you walk through a Forge Father armory, they hand you a Hailstorm rifle, which is range 6 AP1, which I kind of agree with you, Jack. You don't even have to mess around with that. He's got a great, they got a great gun as it is. AP1, you could do rapid fire if you really needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it comes down to it, you got to go hand to hand. All right, I'm giving you, you know, 5+ fight, which we're not, you know, we all love the 4+ fight, but 5+ fight is not terrible. But armor 2, and then the life support kicks in. Yeah. I mean, they're in the award show, I picked them as my favorite specialist, man. And that's why.
And on that same show for our dream team, I took Forge Guard because they're just that good. They're just that cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't go wrong. The only thing, you know, the 30 points is a little, you know, and 3 VPs. So when you lose it, you actually physically feel it. It's crushing. It's heart crushing when it happens.
In your soul.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's pretty, it's, yeah, I love them. I love them. And basically the Hammerfist drop troopers are kind of like Forge Guard light.
A little bit. So hopefully my list is a little different, but I suspect with these elite lists, we're going to get a lot of similarities. Rob, what did you decide to take for your team building exercise season 2?
I think I know. I have a guess, but I'm pretty sure I think I know who his leader is.
Yeah, Jack's force is like you got your leader, then you got the troopers as a militia, then you got the commandos coming down, the drop troopers, and then you got a tank for the Forge right. Guard. You're like a nice combined force there.
Yeah.
But for myself, I did take Bjarn Starnfall, obviously, and I did also take 4 militia because, once again, it's troop tax. But I went all drop troop all the time. I took 4 Hammerfist drop troopers.
Nice. They,
one of them has ammo just to get the 200 points. But it's very similar. But Jack threw in that Forge Guard. I actually think that's probably a better idea. Like you say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. But I do like putting all my eggs in one basket. And I like throwing the dice and rolling the bones and hoping I kill everything in the first round. So it's all drop trooping. I hope I roll 3 splats that first round, and that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Actually, once again, Jack's a good idea because you're only going to get 3 splats maximum. So having only 3 drop armors is probably the best way to go. If you have that 4th one's never going to get the frag. So unless you wait around, but
I never thought that I might even get 2, but yeah. There's no way you're going to get,
yeah, you know. Have to be very lucky to get all 3 in the first round.
Right.
And then your opponent just be like, what the, come on. So very similar, but, yeah, that extra Forge Guard, I think actually is a better idea. So please, except, coach.
Except if you did roll all 3 and then you'd go, why didn't I?
Right. Yeah.
Damn it. Stupid Forge Guard with your life support.
Yeah, you can't complain.
Yeah.
So please, coach, tell us you did anything different than we did.
Yes. Yes. Thank God. I'm starting to sweat a little bit. So, big surprise to Bjarn Starnfeld because we had to. But my God, Fist of the Angry God is so good. I went with 6 militia because honestly, the militia are the cheapest of the Forge Fathers in general. And just so you guys know, I know just a little bit of news I'll interject here. They are re-releasing the militia. New plastic militia. I think in either June or July. I don't remember exactly when, but I got it. Joe Neat let me know. He posted on Facebook. Then I messaged him and he said, yeah, they're going to release them out. Something like a box of 10 or 30 or something like that. So that's awesome because also for Warpath. But, yeah. I have a ton of Steel Warriors and, you know, Storm Rage veterans, but I do not have the militia. So I'm very happy that they're going to do that. It gives a little more on the table. You want to see the militia. You don't want to like, all right, well, these guys are, you know, Steel Warriors.
You want to be different for sure.
Yeah. I like WYSIWYG. I've always tried to do that. So, and the great thing about Mantic is you just buy a ton of stuff, build a bunch of stuff, and then take, you know, what you have to take. And if not, you buy another box for next to nothing.
Yeah, it's so cheap. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. It's so good. You know, that's one of the greatest things about this company is good models at a good price. So the more the better. So Bjarn, 6 militia. I went with not 1, not 2, but 3. Hammerfist drop troops. Okay. 28 points apiece, 2 VPs. And I gave one of them ammo because I got 2 points left over. So usually I say I'll take the ammo and I give it to somebody and then 90% of the time I forget. But you know, that's the way it is. So what I'm thinking is, you know, if we talk a little strategy here, the reason I built the list this way was I'm going to roll my command dice. I want to see where you're deploying. Okay. Whoever I'm playing, I got to see where you're deploying. Are you all bunched up or are you spread out? Depends on the mission too. Like, you know, if you got one or two guys in the cube in your deployment zone, it might not be worth it to me to hit you with the Fist of the Angry God. Maybe call down the troopers, you know, use my militia. Maybe if I don't get enough splats or I have plus one activations, bring these guys down, because although their gun is massive, right? AP2, the Inferno drills, they're only range 4. So this might be the drop armor might just be kind of like dropping them off advantageously on the board where I get a better shot at somebody, or I can move myself up to get to an objective quicker. So maybe I could take that objective over quickly. You don't necessarily have to do the alpha strike. Now you see Fist of the Angry God and you're like, oh my God, I can't wait to do that, but pick it and choose it. Maybe that's why he doesn't have the extra 2 dice. You know, you can still call your guys in without any splats. They might not be as cool as Fist of the Angry God, but you're bringing a mobile force, and also they're jump packs. So even if these guys, you know, I know Rob likes to take his pulse bombards, knocking me off the second or third level and I'm falling to the ground, but I got a jump pack. So I'm good with it. You know what I mean? It's,
oh, yes.
You know, or moving across, you know, second level, like all enforcer, like.
Right. Right. By getting mobile.
Making them more mobile than they're accustomed to being.
Yeah. So just imagine like Forge Fathers with movement. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's crazy talk. It's crazy talk. Dogs and cats living together. But, you know, so that's the way to think about it. You know, you don't necessarily have to have all 4 guys drop in behind enemy lines. You might just put them in a position where I want to put him here. So instead of moving him, maybe instead of moving 4 squares, I deposit him there. And the bonus is somebody's around. Well, they're going to get blasted and thrown back. So, you know, without using the splat. So it's very, you know, when I first read it, I was like, oh my God, you know, Fist of the Angry God, only 3 command dice. What if I don't get splats? But if you read the Forge Guard, the Hammer Fist drop armor, any dude could call him down. So
yeah, it doesn't matter who it is.
It just takes a special action. So, you know, you got a lot of versatility here. So that's why I went with Bjarn and the 3 guys, because depending on the splats, even if I don't get 1 splat, which is very likely, but let's say I don't get 1 splat, I got 6 dudes to call them down. Now, what'll happen is, you know, my luck, I'll have the 4 dudes on the field for the first turn, and the next round I'm going to roll 3 splats, and I re-roll them, and I'm going to roll 3 more splats. So, you know, it's tough. But it's already built in too. If you lose Bjarn, you don't lose any command dice. So I know that's, I'm really, really trying to pour perfume on a pig, but you know, you're not losing anything. You're just losing, you're giving your opponent 4 victory points.
And we'll be right back.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood plague lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by 2 pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
And welcome back from that commercial. Boy, was that rousing. That tingled my neethers quite a bit. Speaking of my neethers being tingled, we need to talk about some tactics. So let's do it.
Even though you don't use Fist of an Angry God, it makes a mobile drop force of Forge Fathers, kind of like the drop troopers out of when the GCPS come out. They got those guys that kind of drop in and just set up shop, and you give them a sniper rifle to start raining fire and hell upon you. So
right. So you're saying you got to choose your opponent. If you've got they're in their deployment zone, each square four deep. Oh, sure, you blast in there, but if it's a small elite list, it might not be what you want to do. Get in there. Maybe you want to just try and land somewhere where you can get whole model shots, that one extra dice. But yeah, it makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, and also I just thought of it too. Like you were saying, say they're all bunched up in there, and I have Fist of the Angry God, but say I don't get it, but I still want to. I want to kind of alpha strike you, and you got two cubes with four guys in each. You just drop close to them, and with the regular Hammer Fist drop armor rule, it's everybody in the surrounding cubes. So you're going to blast them back anyway. Yeah. So it's not as strong. It's not a frag four, right? But it is basically, it's like, it is frag without being a frag. So, three dice.
You can still damage them.
Yeah. Three dice, four plus, everybody takes that. And then they all get blown, knocked back, pinned. So if worst comes to worst, I'm pinning at least eight models.
Yeah. You're crazy. Suppressing two squares at least.
Right. Right.
Yeah, matter how everybody's laid out, you could suppress the whole army, really.
Right. And it's just, it's cool. So, I just can't wait for these guys to be in the regular Forge Father list.
Oh, here we go.
just to take one or two of them in a regular 200-point game, I get some Brockers in there and stuff. So, because like you said, the elite list is like an elite force. So you're only taking, we only got five guys to choose from. So, it's very confined. It's like a very constricting list, but you got to find a way to make it work. So I think that's utilizing the both Fist of the Angry God and the drop armor rule. I mean, I love it. When I was playing the first time, I really didn't come up with all that good stuff because we were just kind of, we were taping what we were doing. We were just kind of testing out the elite list. We only just got the book recently and made the battle report. But now when I see the versatility in it, I'm very excited to get them back on the table and start wreaking havoc, or it might not work and I get wiped out. So that's the whole point of playing the game to see if it works. But I think for me, that's the way I would do it. What do you think, Jack? Is it, you have another way you try it, or, cause I know you took a, with the Forge Guard and things like that. Is there something different you would do?
The Forge Guard was just so I'd always have one foot on the ground. That's always something to call down if I need that one guy. A pulse bombard can take out militia, and then what do? Right. So, but my question to you two is, we had to take militia basically as the troop. There's the steel warrior, but as a troop tax, 14 points is peanuts, right?
Right.
But would any of you, if you could have, would any of you decide to Brock out?
Hell yeah.
Would you have went with the Brockers?
Yeah.
A little. Yeah. I was, when I had to try and make the list, I was like, I'm for me. The militia are all right. Again, 14 points. They're damn fine troops. But given my druthers, I probably would have brought out.
Yeah. Well, I think this is an elite army list, and the Brockers are almost like a second-class citizen in Forge Father, the hierarchy. They're the lower, lower caste. So I guess taking an elite army list, you're not taking the peasants. You're taking just the soldiers, because the Steel Warriors – are the professional soldiers, and the militia, everybody has to fight. So they're kind of like you have to do your term of service before you can go back into the mines. So, and then the other guys are all just, professional warriors. The Forge Guard are the older guys, and the drop troopers are, Bjorn Starnfeld is like, he's like the spokesman and face for the Hammer Fist drop armor line. So he's a big celebrity, man. So he's not just taking low class citizens. He's taking, he wants to be surrounded by good guys,
The question is, though, the other elite lists, a lot of the points are different, or they're troops. Some specialists count as troops and stuff.
Right.
Do you find that this list is limited because they didn't do that with this list?
Yeah, it's a little constricting. I think maybe if you're going to do this, Maybe the Hammer Fist drop troopers would have been troopers.
That might be. Well, you still need to bring guys to bring them in, so that would make sense.
Right.
Like, you still need somebody to bring them in. They're not they're not overpowered because you need those militia. You need somebody to say, hey, come on in. So there is a tax on them automatically. You don't need to be a troop tax. It has to be a special action tax, really, right?
Right.
Well, so that would make a little sense, maybe.
But then you could have took three drop troopers. I mean, I'm spitballing the math here, but you take Bjarn, three drop troopers, and three Forge Guard.
I'm not sure if the math would work, but yeah, maybe.
I'm saying, you know, something like that, like, you know.
Yeah, or two Forge Guard, three drop troopers, something like that.
Right,
yeah.
And then maybe two militia or something, you know, whatever.
Or a missile launcher or something, yeah.
Yeah. And just do that. And then, you know, hopefully you get a splat
That might open it up to more variety. Cause like Jack said, you're pretty much taking the militia. Why bother taking a steel warrior? You're paying extra money for just a troop tax at that point.
Right.
Like,
if
you make the drop troopers troopers, then they would make more creative lists. You could have Forge Guard in there. You could have specialists like the Steel Warrior specialists with certain weapons and stuff.
Yeah. You would take, like, say, you would take BJ, you take two Hammer Fist, maybe two Forge Guard, and then just, you know, maybe kit them out, like really make an elite list, like, you know, missile launcher and a magma cannon, or no, man, my favorite, the auto cannon, you know? Put an auto cannon on the Forge Guard, two auto cannons with, you know, weight of fire and suppression, AP1. I mean, you know, that's the best Forge Father weapon, I think. It's just, and it's not heavy. So.
Unfortunately, Hammer Fist drop troopers can only have small arms. I wish they could have had more variety in their weapons too. Bring them in with something else, you know?
Yeah, but you know what though? I mean, a Forge Hammer and an Inferno Drill.
What more do you need, I guess?
Yeah, I think you're good. I mean, range 4, AP2, you know, AP2.
Yeah, but what if you brought him in with, like, it burns weapon or something, so you drop in the middle of everybody and just start flaming them? You know, like, you could have variety in that way. Because the range wouldn't matter as much since you can get into close range with people.
Right.
So it might be fun to do something like that.
Yeah, like get in there and just burn the hell out of everybody, you know, just... Mm-hmm. Set two cubes on fire if you have an extra command dice or something, you know?
Yeah.
That
might be fun.
Yeah, but the thing is, you'd have to use a shoot dice.
Yeah.
Because once you drop down, you're done.
But even the next round, you're still in close combat with all those people. So if they don't attack you, or you can kill people attacking, you could start flamering people.
Yeah. And also too, I mean, if you go late, you're probably going to go again because what do we all have? Like, I think I had 10.
I think I had 9.
Yeah, I think I had the most.
Yep.
Jack, how many guys were total?
9.
Yeah, Jack was the same as me because he had a difference between Forge Guard and a drop troop.
And I took the 6 militia. That's why I have 10.
Mm-hmm.
But
so, yeah, it's all right size force, but most likely you're going to be fighting somebody with more troops.
Yeah, I just see it that the guys are more mobile. You know, and then the militia, you know, they move good. They can get where they got to get. The Steel Warriors, I think they're too expensive. You know, 21 points is, I mean, for 7 more points, you're bringing a drop trooper.
And what's the difference between them and, like, an enforcer? They're not much better than an enforcer, right?
No, I think the whole thing is that they have an AP1 gun, but I don't think this warrants, you know,
yeah.
I mean, 16 points, you're paying an extra 6 points for. Yeah. For that, you know, AP1 rapid fire, and the enforcers have rapid fire. So
yeah. So it's that's a lot of extra points for just AP1 because they have the same armor, same size, same speed.
Right.
I don't know about their stats. They're pretty similar though.
No, it's exactly. Well, no, they fight on a 5 instead of a 6.
Yeah. So you're not fighting with this guy's most likely anyway.
No, it's no.
Or instead of comparing the apples and oranges of different factions, if you just looked at the militia and the steel warrior right there, the 14 points of the militia, the 21 points of the steel warrior, the difference being one armor for the steel warrior and one better shoot stat.
Uh-huh.
We must have discussed it in season 1 when we talked Forge Fathers, but it's hard to justify the extra points. I think I did.
Yeah.
When I made my list, I did go Steel Warriors, I went the Steel Warrior Specialist. Never mind. But either way, you know,
even the Steel Warrior Specialist, when you take an Enforcer Specialist, he starts off at 16 points.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think they should be more in line with the Enforcers. That seems really expensive for just a Steel Warrior. They're not particularly great. They don't have life support. Like, they don't have really something killer like a Forge Guard.
And if you take two Steel Warriors for the same price, you take three Militia.
Yeah, right. I'd rather have three Militia for sure.
Just for troop packs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's, I think, 16 or even 17 points because they have AP1. I think that'd be an all right number for those guys.
I think they're a little bit better because of maybe 18 points. Because they're a little bit better, you know, they got a better fight stat and they got an AP1 weapon. So, you know, 18 points, I think that would be sufficient.
So, I think that covers most of it. We covered all our lists, we covered the special rules, and we covered some tactics. So I think that might cover these guys. Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else to say about them.
No, and then we didn't take the Steel Warrior Specialist for the same reason we didn't take the Steel Warrior.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's the same as for when what we did in the first round. It's because why would you take them when you have drop troopers?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then also the items and stuff. You know, the items that you can take are basically in line with everything else.
Yeah, they're the same as normal.
Yeah, so it's not
That's in the future for future elite lists. I hope the rules committee, if we did know someone on the rules committee, would actually think about doing, like we said, to changing it so that the points might be slightly different or they get slightly different prices for items so you can change it up a bit. Right. There's a reason to take the elite list a little bit more instead of being forced to take it because you just want those drop troopers, right?
Right, or maybe add some kind of crazy items or something.
Yeah, something different,
right, that you can't, you know.
Give it some flavor.
Right, the elite list will be able to unlock a different armory than, say, you know, the regular force, you know, something like that. Yeah, these are all good suggestions. You should write them down and send them to the rules committee.
Nah, they don't listen to us anyway.
No. Well, you guys don't know what you're talking about anyway, so.
That's true.
Who knows what the other elite lists have. You know, we haven't even discussed them. There's a whole world of possibilities ahead of us for the rest of this season. Let's not dismiss the entertainment value of us discussing these things for the next 6 months.
Well, we also have all of Infestation and then Nexus Psi. So, and out of all the lists, you know, I mean, I was the one to choose this one. Of course, I was going to choose the Forge Fuzz, of course, but I knew this was going to be the limiting one because of the least amount of choices, but the rest of them have a little bit more. I'm not going to say better because honestly, I'll run this list. I love these guys, but they get a little bit more variety that you could choose from. So, I think basically we had almost the same list with a little tweaking to it, but honestly, there's no other way to go. I mean, we took everything but Steel Warriors, and we all felt this way about Steel Warriors and didn't take them. So the next few lists will be a little bit more because there's a little more variety in it, and you know, it'll be cool to see the differences in lists because of there's more choices.
Speaking of next few lists, Jack, I believe it's your turn. What's your choice?
Now, can I, before, I'm sorry, Jack, I always cut you off and I hate to do it when I do, but, but.
No, you don't. You love it.
No, you don't.
No, because I hear Jack go, coach, cut me off again. Are we going to do only Infestation or can we also Jack's pick from Infestation and Nexus Sire, or are we going straight Infestation?
Well, Nexus Psi, the only difference is that there's a Veer mid lane.
I meant Plague.
So we have to use those guys. And Enforcers will have two choices when we get to Enforcers. So that'll be a more variety for Enforcers.
Okay, but, you know.
Yes, Plague List. They have a Plague List, Jack, and Enforcer List. That's it. There is no Veer mid in Nexus Psi.
Jack, you deserve a Purple Heart.
My edict is that when we get to the faction, if there are more than one option, then we can make a list with one or the other. That way, one of us could bring one and another one could bring the other, and it opens up the discussion more, and it'll make the second season the same length as the first.
And the only team that works for is the Enforcers. They're the only one that has two lists.
Right.
As of right now, but we're talking months in advance by the time we make our way through, so should
you think there's going to be a new book come out for Dead Zone? Come on. Oh, you naive boy.
It's mid-April right now, so I'm hoping
that's
for
true.
The,
this will take us to December.
Second wave of the Warpath stuff to get here. Mm.
So, Jack, what is your choice?
Okay, and I did look over. I didn't know you were going to throw it to me, but I had looked over the different lists and which one I thought might be interesting, the elite list. And I want to do Veerman because I don't like the model, but I love the Veerman. Yeah, I'm going to have to like my Veerman love. I cannot. It's like Valentine's Day for me and the Veerman every day.
Veerman love. Is that, wasn't that a, album?
Yes. Veerman love. Do, do. Veerman love. Do, do.
Now, I kind of see it as the golden earring. Radar love, but Veerman love. We got a thing called Veerman love.
I think we've hit on the jackpot. All the songs that are similar to have the love in the name, they're just asking to have a Veerman put on front.
But it has to have a two syllable beginning, and then
yep, tainted love, Veerman love,
yeah.
yeah,
radar love. I'm sure we can find a whole album's worth.
I was made for Veerman love, baby, by Kiss.
There you go.
Ew. Woo,
That's disgusting.
So
I think we're falling apart here. So let's just wrap this up.
Wait, but what's the list we're doing next? We're doing the Veerman Elite list?
Yes, we just discussed it for like 10 minutes.
Okay, no, because I was just going to say, since I'm on the rules committee, I got to be out. I can't be on the show anymore if we're going to do Veerman.
No, you're not on the rules committee. That's Coach. Oh, you're Coach,
oh,
remember?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. That other guy. Thank God he's not.
Yeah.
I really
thank God he's brash as brash.
I didn't like that guy at all. What a jerk.
There's no order anymore.
He is a jerk. It's out the window. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I don't even know who I am anymore, so.
So please do join us next time for the Veerman. Georgie, get us out of this hellhole.
Bye-bye.
Ew, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?